Moore Johnston, if Leonard Nimoy cuts a new album, do you think he could go head-to-head with Jay-Z?
Probably not, I would say. No offense to Leonard, but, you know, Jay-Z is sort of a titan of pop. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely
from. The song is Empire State of Mind. It's off the new record Blueprint 3 by hip-hop uberstar Jay-Z. And our critic, Maura Johnston, has been posting blogs about it all week at idolater.com. Maura, first, there's some news you have for us?
Yeah, Jay-Z has passed Elvis to have the most solo number one albums in the history of the pop charts.
Okay, so this record, the Blueprint 3, it came out to a lot of, you know, fanfare and hoopla. It's been getting mixed reviews, though. But clearly it's number one, and the fans don't seem to care.
Well, you know, and you're always going to have that disconnect between critics and what the fans like. He is a superstar. I mean, I went to see him last week in New York, you know, and he brought down Madison Square Garden. I mean, everyone around me and the whole arena was just captivated.
More of that song we just heard, Empire State of Mind, it's a collaboration that Jay-Z does with the R&B singer Alicia Keys. And he has a whole lot of superstars on this record. And you want to play another song for us off this album?
Yeah, well, it's funny because in this case, I would say that the sort of bigger name guest star in the song is actually the song that's being reused.
The sample.
Which is the sample, yeah. Well, it's actually, I guess, an interpolation. Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. It uses the old prom staple from the early 80s, Forever Young, by the band Alphaville. So we live life like a video.
Where the sun is always out and you never get old in the. So, Maura, Jay-Z is, I think he's either almost 40 or he is 40.
I think 40 might be the new 30, the new 27. I mean, that's why he's singing about being young forever, you know? You know, hip-hop is still, in for all intents and purposes, a pretty young genre. So how does one age with the genre?
All right, Maura, we're gonna hit up more of Jay-Z in a few moments with an expert on the occult, believe it or not. This is a guy who will show us how Jay-Z's music is filled with all kinds of references to, you know, the occult and secret societies.
Oh, my gosh.
But first, I want to ask you about another elder statesman of hip-hop. He's back. His name is Raekwon, and he also has a new album that came out earlier this month.
Right. He came out with Only Built for Cuban Links 2, which was the sequel record to a record that he put out a few years ago called Only Built for Cuban Links. And this is a record that's been sort of, you know, legendary in the hip-hop community for, you know, people just waiting for it to come out. And, you know, Raekwon is a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, and there are a lot of Wu-Tang members on the record.
This is one of the most important hip-hop sort of outfits in the early 90s.
Right. They're also from New York. They're also sort of elder statesmen. I mean, there are a lot of parallels that you can draw between the Blueprint 3 and, you know, Only Built for Cuban Links 2.
Let's hear a track off the album. This is called House of Flying Daggers, and it features three other members from the Wu-Tang Clan. More finally, I want to ask you about an up-and-coming Brooklyn rapper named Kid Cudi, who also has a new album out now, right?
Yes. He just put out an album called Man on the Moon, The End of Day. And it actually debuted very high on the charts, actually. It had, like, strong six-figure sales, which, for an artist who's coming out with a debut album, is very, very impressive. And the song that we're going to hear now is actually a collaboration between him and the electro-psychedelic smooth jazz duo MGMT.
Smooth jazz. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything is shining on. Yeah, so actually, now I hear it. I hear the psychedelic rock and the hip-hop all sort of melding together there.
I think that hip-hop is really taking its inspirations from everyone. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, Jay-Z caused a big stir in Brooklyn because he went to go see the band Grizzly Bear.
Yeah, who were on this program, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like the sort of the quintessential college indie rock band.
Right. And then after that show, he was quoted as saying that he really wanted to see sort of hip-hop artists step it up and take their inspirations from bands like Grizzly Bear
and people have to listen to what Jay-Z says, right?
Yeah.
He's like E.F. Hutton now. He speaks, the whole hip-hop world listens. That's Maura Johnston, who's the editor of Idolater.com. Maura, thanks.
Thank you.